Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeh Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shor, Reuven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We're going to discuss how the coronavirus can affect this year's presidential election, because as we've mentioned before, the presidential election in the United States can have a very big impact upon Israel and the Jewish people, and this is an organization and a movement devoted to Israel and the Jewish people and Hashem's Zionist enterprise, God's Zionist enterprise in the land of Israel, which is really the reason for all creation. That's the key to all creation and to the final redemption of the world. Before we get to that, though, this week, on Monday, the election will be held for the Knesset in Israel, the Israeli parliament, and we're supporting a party, Mishpat Tzedek, that has no chance of winning, has no chance of getting the minimum threshold that you need to get into the Knesset. But we support that party on principle because it's the only party where you have anybody telling the truth. And so it's basically a protest vote. People should not vote for the phony right. The phony right in Israel is worse than the open left. Over 90% of the retreats from the land of Israel since the 1967 Six-Day War were carried out not by the left, but by Likud governments, by the phony right. Because the phony right is able to convince Jews in Israel to go along with surrender of Jewish land, to go along with expelling Jews from their land, to go along with suicidal concessions. When a left-wing government, openly left-wing government, attempts to convince Israelis to go along with these concessions, most Israelis are opposed. They think this is crazy, what are you doing, this is suicidal. And there's tremendous resistance in Israel, so it's very difficult for left-wing governments to carry out their nefarious plans. They want Israel to surrender, but they're unable to carry it out. Whereas phony right governments are able to do it because the average Israeli thinks, oh, if Benjamin Netanyahu, if Bibi and the Likud are proposing it, it can't be that bad. After all, they're hawks. After all, they're right-wing. And so when they propose it, it's more acceptable to the Israeli public and it's easier to get through. And that's why the vast majority of surrender of Jewish land since the 1967 Six-Day War, the vast majority of expulsion of Jews has taken place under Likud governments, which are more dangerous than left-wing governments. So you should not vote for Likud and not support the Likud and not support any of the other parties on the phony right. Mishpat Tzedek is the only party running, which is offering some measure of truth, and that's the party that should be supported, in our view. It's a protest vote, yes, but we need to have a protest vote against the atrocious policies that we've seen in Israel now for decades. Now, as far as the U.S. presidential election is concerned, we've mentioned many times why and explained on prior videos why the U.S. presidential election has a big impact on Israel, not because Israel needs America. Israel does not need America. America and the world need Israel because God is the one who is behind Israel. And without God, no nation can survive, including the mightiest empires. And so Israel does not need America, and Israel should not be dependent on U.S. foreign aid and should not accept a penny of U.S. foreign aid. Israel, if it was truly independent, had a truly independent policy, would be much stronger, much more prosperous in every way. But anyway, we've discussed that on prior programs. The reason, though, we are still concerned about American presidential elections is because Israeli leaders and the Israeli people do not think like we do and do not understand the destiny of the Jewish people, do not understand the commandment in the Bible, Am levadad yishkonu vagoyim lo yitchashav. This is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations, which is the commandment that we're supposed to live by. They don't understand that. And so whoever the prime minister is and whoever the government is, they're following the dictates of whoever is in the White House. And therefore, the election of an American president is very important to Israel and the Jewish people because the Jews foolishly allow Washington to tell Israel what to do and to dictate policy to Israel, which is something Israel should not do. If Israel would defy America, God would bless Israel and protect Israel. God punishes Israel when Israel obeys Washington's orders to make suicidal concessions. And so for that reason, we are very concerned about the presidential election. And the coronavirus, which appears to be turning into a pandemic, an international pandemic. We don't know how serious it's going to be in the end, but it is causing real panic on Wall Street and in all the stock markets of the world and the economies of the world. And people are feeling a sense of panic over this. And the news media, of course, is whipping up this panic. And so we have a situation where this coronavirus can cause a recession in the United States. It can lead to recession. Already, we've seen the stock market drop by 13 or 14% in the past 6 days. I think it's the past 6 days or 7 days. Stock market has dropped already 13 or 14%, the Dow Jones Industrial. And NASDAQ and the other measures of the market also are way down. And so there's no question this drastic drop in such a short time reflects the beginnings of a panic. Panic is what led to the Great Depression in the 1930s. Panic has led to economic calamities in the past. So this can have a devastating impact on the economy. If there is a recession, if this panic leads to a recession eventually, if the market continues to go down, and if people don't want to travel and don't want to shop and don't want to do other things and buy things and do other things that keep the economy going, if that happens, that will have a devastating impact. And the end result of that impact will be a recession. And since the end of World War II, no president who has run for re-election during recession has ever gotten re-elected. We've had three instances where incumbent presidents have attempted to be reelected during a recession, during an economic turndown, and all three were defeated. And those three are George H.W. Bush, George Bush Sr. in 1992. He ran for reelection against Bill Clinton, who had tremendous negatives in those days, being an open draft dodger. Bill Clinton and expressed contempt for the military and was an open serial adulterer in those days. In the politics of those days, those were very, very serious handicaps in politics. Those were very, very serious liabilities, political liabilities. And yet Clinton was able to win and win easily over Bush because there was a recession at that time in 1992. And in 1980, Jimmy Carter had faced a recession and tried to run for re-election against Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was called an extreme right-winger and was ridiculed and mocked by the media. And Reagan ended up beating Carter in a tremendous landslide. He carried 44 out of the 50 states in 1980, and it was a devastating defeat for Carter. In 1976, Gerald Ford attempted to run for a full term. He was president. He took over after Richard Nixon resigned as a result of Watergate. In the 1976 election, he was running for president, and his opponent was Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter beat Gerald Ford in 1976 because there was an economic downturn, because the economy was in bad shape. So we had three instances since the end of World War II where the economy has been in bad shape and you had an incumbent president running for re-election or for a full term. And in all three instances, the incumbent president lost because the economy was in bad shape. The only time incumbent presidents get reelected is when the economy is in good shape. That has been the experience since the end of World War II. Donald Trump is not a popular president. Most Americans don't like him and don't trust him and consider him to be a blowhard and a bluff and don't think he knows what he's doing. Most Americans do not like Donald Trump. He lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton. Polls have consistently shown him underwater. He is not popular. And the reality is, the only thing that gives him a shot, the only thing that gives him a reasonable chance of getting reelected, is if the economy looks strong if the economy is good. Right now, the economy, in the eyes of Americans at least, Americans believe the economy is strong. And so that's the only reason Donald Trump has even a chance of getting reelected. If there is a recession, that's the end of Trump. I mean, that probably is the end of him. You know, in politics, you never know for sure. Life is full of so many surprises, you never know absolutely for sure. But in all probability, Trump would not be reelected if there was a recession. In fact, now when the economy is strong, polls show that Trump is being defeated for reelection. Including, but and not just left-wing polls, the Fox poll, Fox News, which certainly supports Trump. The Fox News poll shows Bernie Sanders defeating Donald Trump by 7 points, by 7%, which is a substantial margin. Mike Bloomberg defeating him by 8 points, by 8%, and so on. I think, I don't remember Joe Biden. I don't remember all of the figures, but I know it was 7 and 8. He's losing by 7 and 8% of the vote to Sanders and Bloomberg. And that's when the economy is strong, according to the Fox poll. What would happen in a race where the economy is bad and Americans are pessimistic and Americans are gloomy about the future, which is not the case now? Americans still are very optimistic about the future, still think the economy is strong. They see record low unemployment rates in certain sectors of the economy, and they see the lowest unemployment rate, in terms of the official statistics at least, in 50 years. And still, Trump is trailing his Democrat opponents in the polls. What would happen? What would happen if there was a recession? If the economy was going down? The overwhelming odds are that Trump would be defeated, and probably defeated by a substantial margin. Overwhelming odds are that that's what would happen. Because his whole selling point is, look how successful I've been, look what I've done with the economy. If that falls apart, that's the end of his rationale for running for re-election. So, now, we don't like Donald Trump, but we have to support him because the Democrats running against him are worse than he is for Israel and for the Jewish people. And so we don't have a choice. And so we are bringing this video to you as a warning, because the Trumpsters are so blinded by the fact that he won by surprise last time. And, you know, just because he won by surprise last time doesn't mean that's going to happen a second time in a row. Lightning does not usually strike twice. Okay, if the polls consistently show him losing, that means he's in trouble, and he's gonna have a very tough re-election battle. Don't forget, this is the same America that elected and re-elected by substantial margin Barack Hussein Obama. This is not the America that elected Ronald Reagan. This is not the America that even the America of the 1990s and the America that elected George W. Bush. That America is gone. This America now is 40% non-white. And of the 60% that are white, many of them are nuts, and many of them are self-hating whites, and many of them are leftists. This is an America with a majority left population now because of the demographics, because 40% of the population is non-white, and that plus those whites who are left-wing, that's enough. That's a majority. And so you have a majority left population in the United States. The only way someone like Donald Trump could win in a situation like that is if he's running for re-election saying, look, but I produced such a strong economy and my opponent will wreck the economy. That's the only way that he could win in the America that voted for Barack Hussein Obama. The America of Obama, where the majority of Americans voted for Obama, supported Obama, re-elected Obama. In that America, someone like Donald Trump can only win when he says that the economy now is stronger because of all the things that I've done, and it will be a wreck if a socialist like Bernie Sanders wins, or some other left-wing Democrat wins. That's the only way he's going to be able to get reelected. So we've got a very serious and dangerous situation building up here. The new front runner in the race in the Democrat race is Bernie Sanders right now. We're doing this program the day before the South Carolina primary and several days before Super Tuesday. But you have the South Carolina primary, and even if Bernie Sanders doesn't win the South Carolina primary, he is projected to do very well on Super Tuesday, and he seems to have a substantial lead now. Now, I don't know if in the end the Democrat establishment is going to succeed in derailing his candidacy and preventing him from getting the nomination. I have no idea. My guess is that the odds are in Bernie Sanders' favor right now. I think that he's steamrolling very fast, and the momentum is with him, and I think it's going to be difficult to stop him. It's going to be very hard to stop him. Not that if he stopped and someone like Bloomberg or Biden or someone else gets the nomination, that would be good. They're also terrible. They're all terrible. But right now, believe it or not, someone who is an open socialist, who openly calls himself a socialist, and who is really a communist, is the front runner for the Democrat nomination. I mean, this just shows you what a nightmare this will be if the Democrats win this time. This party has been captured by the far left, by the extreme left. And for Jews, the implications are horrific, are a nightmare beyond words. Now, the self-hating, assimilated, intermarried American Jews, most of them who vote Democrat, are evil, sick people who couldn't care less about Israel or about the Jewish people, okay? To those disgusting, assimilated, self-hating Jewish traitors, it doesn't matter. In fact, they're supporting. They're the first ones to support the left-wing Democrat Party. But for that minority of American Jews that are still loyal to the Jewish people and that do care about Israel and that do love Israel, and certainly for the Jews that live in Israel, for those Jews, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. By the way, the self-hating Jews, they're going to get theirs, believe me. God will punish them. They will have no place in the next world. They will not have the eternal life that does go to people who are righteous. They will not be part of Techiyat HaMetim, of resurrection of the dead, and they will be punished it'll be worse than their worst nightmares. So their day is coming. But the fact that, and of course, if there are left-wing or assimilated Jews or intermarried Jews that are watching this, you can change. You can do tshuva. You can change. You can repent for what you've done, the wrong you've done, and change your ways. You've got to change your ways. You can't just say, I'm sorry. This is not Christianity where you just say, I'm sorry, and you're forgiven, and abracadabra, you're forgiven. No, it doesn't work that way. This is a God of justice and righteousness and truth. You've got to actually change your ways, and you've got to clean up your act. And they are able to do that. If they're able to do that, then at least they will be judged in the next world. If their actions are good, then they'll be judged in the next world positively, and that's the way to achieve eternal life. But anyway, and the same thing is true, by the way, for righteous Gentiles. Okay, righteous Gentiles will also have eternal life. The Judaism does not say you have to be Jewish to make it into the next world and have eternal life. Absolutely not. Righteous Gentiles, B'nai Noach, those who follow the seven commandments of Noah, of Noach, and those who are righteous and support the Jewish people and support what God demands of us in the Bible, they will also have eternal life. But anyway, can you imagine what a nightmare this will be, having a party like the Democrat Party with a front runner as Bernie Sanders in the White House? Imagine having Bernie Sanders, God forbid, as president. We're going to do a lot of programs exposing Bernie Sanders. I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of programs really showing that he is a communist, that he's a complete traitor to the Jewish people, that he wants to destroy Israel and destroy the Jewish people. He's ashamed and embarrassed to be a Jew and hates his own people. He's a vicious, disgusting, evil, miserable human being. Yimach shmo v'zichro, shem reshaim yirkav. May his name and memory be obliterated. May the name of the memory rot, which is the traditional Jewish curse for evil, self-hating people, like Bernie Sanders, like Mike Bloomberg. He's another one, another traitor. But having one of these evil people in the White House would be such a nightmare. You can imagine how obsessively this communist, Stalinist, Castro-loving, Arafat-loving piece of garbage, Bernie Sanders, who supported Jesse Jackson for president in the 1980s and who works with every vicious Jew-hating pig in the Democrat Party and backs them and supports them and agrees with their Jew-hating pig agenda against Israel. Can you imagine having this self-hating Jewish anti-Semite sitting in the White House, God forbid? Can you imagine what damage that would do? Can you imagine what a danger that would put the Jewish people in? So we've got to do everything not so that that does, so that does so that a situation like that does not occur. But you see how vulnerable Trump is and how delicate the situation is. This is a very delicate situation. Trump won against the odds in 2016. By all measures, he should not have won in 2016. For many reasons. He lost the debates. He lost the debates with Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton beat him in the debates. The media was, of course, against him. His party was divided. I mean, for a million reasons, he should have lost. He was outspent and outmaneuvered. He should have lost and lost big. And yet, he was able to win against all odds because of a whole variety of circumstances. Hillary Clinton was overconfident. She was also very sick. Remember, she collapsed and was fainting in the middle of the campaign, and there were all types of bad revelations that came out about her, and she was loads of scandal that was coming out about involving her, and people got disgusted. In the end, enough people decided to vote for Trump that he was able to get in, but this was against the odds. Coming together of all types of circumstances that were very improbable. And that is something that does not happen every 4 years. That is very rare. And to expect lightning to strike twice is stupidity. Is stupidity. So we better get practical and sensible very fast, because the future of Israel and the future of America and the world are at stake over here. Obviously for America as well, the election of Bernie Sanders would be an unbelievable, unmitigated catastrophe. Communism doesn't work, and he will turn America into another Venezuela. By the way, if you think the stock market had a bad week this week, if Bernie Sanders gets elected president, wait till you see what that will do to the stock market. I mean, if you have an American version, a self-hating Jewish American version of Fidel Castro in the White House, or someone who would like to be Fidel Castro in the White House, that's going to be a very dangerous situation. And by the way, it's true that Congress, a Republican Senate, Congress can to a certain degree restrict some of the things he does, but not all of them. The president has tremendous power to do tremendous damage. And there's no guarantee that he will abide by what Congress or what anybody else says. Remember, Barack Hussein Obama started with the executive orders, ignoring the courts, ignoring Congress, and they allowed him to get away with it. He was getting away with it. He was issuing executive orders in areas where a president has no authority to do so, and they allowed him to get away with it. There's no question if a Democrat gets in, they'll do the same thing with Sanders or with some other Democrat. And you'll see an erosion of people's rights and complete collapse in the economy and just catastrophe. You'll see catastrophe. And then everybody will blame the Jews, because Sanders, the Jew, they'll say, that even though he's completely hates his own people, he doesn't identify with the Jewish people, he's an enemy of his own people, but still they'll blame the Jews. They'll say Sanders the Jew. And that will be quite a nightmare. We in JTF have a campaign right now in Israel where we're trying to prepare the people of Israel for whatever comes. We have to do that because Israel's in danger no matter what happens in the presidential election or in the election for Knesset. And so thousands of Jews are being exposed to our videos. Thousands and thousands, in fact, tens of thousands of Jews are being exposed to our videos every week. We have an advertising campaign, our Hebrew videos. I'm referring to the Hebrew videos. And people see those videos. At least they're getting a message of truth that they get nowhere else. So at least we're paving the way. We're fertilizing the ground and paving the way for when worthy Jewish leaders do come forward. At least there'll be someone who they'll be able to say, you know, yes, I heard that before, and I heard that. And it won't be a new Jewish leader that comes forward who will be a true Kahanist or a true right winger when that happens in the future, and it will happen. When that happens in the future, it will not be something that'll be so wow, so people will be unprepared for it. At least we're fertilizing the ground by reaching people. The overwhelming majority of our viewers of our videos are young Israelis, young Israeli Jews. And so we're preparing people and educating people and bringing facts and information to people. That's very important. No one else is doing that. No one else is bringing the truth that you hear on these programs every week to the Jews of Israel. No one else. And so what we're doing is extremely important. That's in Israel. That's what we spend money for. That's what our budget goes for. If you contribute to JTF, you give money to JTF, that's what our budget goes for. But in the United States, we do not spend money on our English videos. We do not spend money on our campaign in the United States, but we still can have an impact. If it's a very close presidential election, you never know. We can have an impact. And we can influence things. We can influence votes, and we can influence things in the United States. And we're going to try to do that to the best of our ability in this presidential election. That's where we stand now. That's what JTF is all about. And if you agree with that agenda, and if you understand the importance of that agenda, then you'll join with us, you'll participate with us, you'll help us at this critical time. Because believe it or not, you're watching a video that represents the real reason why God put you in this world. The real reason why you're here, the real reason why you were created. You weren't created to make money, to have a fancy car and a fancy house and a big bank account. All those things are just means to an end. You were put into this world to be righteous and do good deeds and make this a better world and believe in God and follow what God commands us to do. That's the real reason you were put in this world. That is your real purpose in life, and that is a wonderful purpose to have, even in a generation like ours, where very few people know or tell the truth or believe in the truth. And so we all have a special mission, and if we work together, we can make a difference, God willing. If we work together as a team, we can actually change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.